Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Good morning. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC and Hammer's in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. And we've got breaking news here, kids.
Yeah.
The big event we've got coming up on May 20th, Tales from the Track, presented by Relay Indiana, Spirits by Hotel Tango Distillery. Our big event with Scott Dixon, who just won in Long Beach yesterday. Sold out.
Yes. Hey, congratulations. There we go.
Sold out, baby. So if you want to go, I believe they're going to have some contests up at the contest page of WIBC.com. It'll be your last chance to get tickets, but wrap it up, baby. Sold out. So again,
it's a good event.
I love our listeners, man. Like, think about this. The WIBC audience, the most loyal, passionate listeners in radio. Whenever we do a night with WIBC, sells out really quickly. Hammer and Nigel Bourbon sold out in like a couple days. Every year we do this Tales from the Track event, sells out. The bowling event sells out. So you guys are rock stars. Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, and I love it. In under a week, it sold out. I will say this. Think of how fast it would have sold out if it had been Dick Simon instead of Scott Dixon. That's all. That's my only editorial comment, and I hope you guys have a great time.
Who knows? Maybe there'll be a surprise at the event.
My God, that's Dick Simon's music.
Stone Cold's glass shattering breaks in the background.
Hey, did you see Britney almost took her pants off?
Yeah, Casey was showing me the video here.
I feel like you didn't see it before.
I hadn't until you showed it to me because you're filthy. You're just an absolutely filthy woman. No. And again.
So she's on, Britney Spears is on her Twitter. Is that
Instagram?
Getting basically naked and she's doing like a strip tease. And I thought she was going to actually pull the drawers down this time.
So remember when everybody was yelling, "Free Britney! Free Britney!" Couple months have gone by, and I think most people are now going, her dad was right! Her dad was right!
Yeah, she's totally bonkers. And you and I had a conversation about, you know, you have not wavered on the fact, though, that you still would love to be in some sort of interpersonal relationship with Britney.
I have a hall pass with Britney.
Yeah.
And that's outstanding. And listen, I'm well aware it's not, oops, I did it again, Britney.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Maybe is there meth involved, Britney?
Here's the analogy we came up with, and you thought this was pretty good. When you were a kid, your favorite baseball player was Andre Dawson.
The Hawk.
And Andre Dawson is, I don't know, he's probably almost 70 years old now. So it's like, if you had batting practice with Andre Dawson today at almost 70, it wouldn't be the same as 1989 Hawk hitting bombs onto Waveland.
Right.
But you would still have the batting practice with old man Andre Dawson, because the 10 or 12 or 14-year-old version of yourself would say, I owe it to that kid to have batting practice with old man Andre Dawson. Not the same, but you're still glad you did it.
It would mean something to me.
Yeah.
And the same way... having relations with Britney. You know, it's not something I don't even think I'd be proud of anymore, but I feel like I owe it to myself.
Would you tell anybody? I mean...
I tell everyone.
Yeah, you would. Before or after the penicillin shot?
Well, she would
probably
tell everyone first. I mean, she'd probably stream it live on her Instagram because she's a lunatic.
You'd be up there on Instagram as well.
Do you think she's really that nuts, or is this an act thing to get attention? Because clearly we're talking about it. She's getting publicity and attention. Do we think she's, you're the expert, is she that crazy, or is this a stunt?
I think she's actually that crazy. Like, the stunt I don't think would have lasted this long.
Yeah.
Because
she keeps going back to it.
Yeah, nuts for a while. You know, there's been no comeback, right? Yeah. Like, this is it.
Speaking of no comeback, how about those Pacers?
Wow, that was just an absolute train wreck. I didn't even get 5 minutes of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Not 5 freaking minutes of enjoyment out of that game, because they looked like they had crap in their pants. They were scared to be there, and everybody other than Pascal Siakam should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree. What's coming up this afternoon?
Monday Gunday with Guy Relford. Kevin Bowen will talk about Pacers and NFL draft this week. We've got Roger Daltrey tickets to give away.
Nice.
We're going to play Roger Daltrey or Committed Adultery.
Good one. Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.